Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. The SITREP was generated on Tuesday, the 26th of May 2026 at 9:28 Israel time, 6:28 UTC. U.S. strikes Iranian boats and missile sites as Netanyahu orders intensified blows against Hezbollah, May 26, 0628 UTC, 0928 Israel, morning edition. Bottom line up front, U.S. forces struck Iranian missile sites and two IRGC vessels attempting to lay mines near Bandar Abbas, while Prime Minister Netanyahu ordered the IDF to intensify strikes against Hezbollah after a surge in drone attacks. U.S. Central Command confirmed the strikes were defensive, though the scale targeting sites inside southern Iran already stretches that framing. Unconfirmed reports cite four IRGC members killed in Bandar Abbas. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson said the country will neither forget nor forgive what it called the targeting of civilians in Lamert. Meanwhile, U.S.-Iran talks continued in Qatar, with negotiators reporting progress but no imminent deal. President Trump demanded Iran's enriched uranium be immediately handed over for destruction or destroyed under international supervision. And Iranian officials in Qatar warned that an Israeli strike on Beirut would destroy the diplomatic track entirely. Netanyahu, for his part, told the IDF to press the pedal even harder against Hezbollah, with strikes expanding to the Bekaa Valley and Tyre. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Iran, beyond the strikes, President Pezeshkian ordered the reopening of international access after a nearly 90-day blackout. Oil prices surged over 2% in Asian trading, with Brent crude reaching $98.21 a barrel. In Lebanon, the IDF struck over 70 Hezbollah infrastructure sites with approximately 85 munitions, including command centers and weapon storage facilities in Tyre and the Bekaa Valley. Residents fled southern Beirut after Israeli threats of expanded operations, though Israeli sources indicated the escalation would be limited to the Dahiyeh suburb and for a limited period. Hezbollah claimed multiple drone attacks on IDF positions, including the Shomera and Avivim barracks. An explosive drone detonated at the Branat site in the Western Galilee. Sirens sounded for hostile aircraft infiltration in Sasa, later determined to be a false identification. Hezbollah's new strategy reportedly involves monitoring Israeli officer movements to target command structures with drones. Another adaptation in a now familiar rhythm. Lebanese reports indicated at least 5 killed in Israeli strikes in the Bekaa region, with the Mashgara incident claiming multiple civilian casualties. Israeli local authorities warned residents to prepare for a heavy night of strikes. In Gaza, a smuggling ring was allegedly aided from within Israeli security forces, with a suspect operating from Ramallah accused of working with a Gazan who had ties to police. Separately, Shin Bet chief David Zinni recently visited the UAE and met Mohammed Dahlan, the former Fatah official floated as a potential candidate to administer Gaza. Israeli forces also fired flares over Kamal Adwan Hospital in the north. In the West Bank, Israeli forces stormed the town of Beit Furik, east of Nablus. Finance Minister Smotrich is advancing a unique tax benefit for Judea and Samaria, with a clause requiring armored vehicles removed at the last moment. And the Crossings Authority will conduct a security exercise at the Shar Ephraim crossing, with gunfire and explosions expected. On the multilateral track, President Trump reportedly told Arab and Muslim leaders during a group call that he wants their countries to normalize relations with Israel if a deal is reached to end the war with Iran. Leaders from Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt, Jordan, and Bahrain were on the call, with several reportedly surprised by the request. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman privately told a Trump ally he could recognize Israel today, but his father, King Salman, remains the primary obstacle. Pakistan's defense minister rejected normalization, stating it clashes with the country's fundamental ideologies. Foreign ministers from Turkey and 17 other countries condemned Somaliland's decision to open an embassy in Jerusalem, calling it a violation of international law. US Secretary of State Rubio announced a new mechanism to monitor navigation in the Indo-Pacific. And Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney called the treatment of Gaza flotilla activists appalling and called for an independent investigation, but stopped short of penalties. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic exchanges has sharply accelerated compared to the prior 7 days. In the trailing week, Hezbollah drone attacks were sporadic and largely symbolic, while US-Iran diplomacy dominated headlines. This window marks a qualitative shift. US direct strikes on Iranian military assets inside Iran, coupled with Netanyahu's explicit order to intensify operations against Hezbollah, signal a deliberate, coordinated escalation by the US-Israel axis. The protagonist set has expanded from Israel, Hezbollah, tit for tat, to include direct US-Iran military engagement, though both sides frame their actions as defensive. The diplomatic track persists in parallel, but the gap between talks and battlefield reality is widening. On the information environment, the US is pushing a narrative of defensive self-defense to justify strikes on Iran, aiming to maintain the ceasefire framework while demonstrating resolve. Israel frames its Lebanon escalation as a necessary response to Hezbollah's drone campaign. Iran's narrative casts the US as aggressors violating the ceasefire and victimizing civilians, while warning that Israeli strikes on Beirut would collapse talks. Hezbollah's framing emphasizes its drone capabilities as a deterrent. The gap between reporting and evidence is stark. US claims of defensive strikes are undercut by the scale and depth of targets inside Iran, while Iran's civilian casualty claims lack independent verification. And the synthesis, the simultaneous US strikes on Iran and Israeli escalation against Hezbollah, are not parallel but linked. They represent a coordinated attempt to degrade Iran's military infrastructure and its primary proxy simultaneously, while keeping diplomatic channels open as a pressure valve. US strikes in the Strait of Hormuz aim to prevent Iran from closing the strait, a key leverage point, while Israel's intensified campaign in Lebanon seeks to force Hezbollah to deplete its drone arsenal before a ceasefire. A counter reading is that these are independent escalations driven by separate operational logics, but the timing hours after Netanyahu's order and amid ongoing Qatar talks suggests strategic alignment. The US likely calculated that limited strikes would not derail talks, but Iran's warning that an Israeli strike on Beirut would end negotiations indicates a fragile equilibrium that could snap if Israel overreaches. And to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions, three indicators to watch. One, check flight radar to 4 for any unusual military or cargo flights near Bandar Abbas within the next 24 hours to detect possible IRGC redeployment or resupply after the US strikes. Two, review Sentinel 1 SAR imagery of the Strait of Hormuz orbit 174 ascending pass around 2:30 UTC on May 27th for evidence of new mine laying activity or vessel concentrations. 3. Monitor the Telegram channel Middle East Spectator for posting cadence on Hezbollah drone claims. A spike in posts within 48 hours may signal an imminent escalation narrative. Looking at the predictions through a status quo lens, within 48 hours, the IDF will conduct at least one strike on Dahiya in southern Beirut, but will avoid hitting densely populated civilian areas. Before the next US-Iran negotiating session in Qatar, Iran will issue a formal diplomatic protest over the US strikes but will not withdraw from talks. And the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the next 72 hours with no direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 24 hours, Hezbollah will launch a coordinated drone swarm attack on an IDF base in northern Israel, causing multiple casualties with low confidence. Before Wednesday's session, Iran will announce a partial withdrawal from the NPT in response to US strikes, escalating the nuclear standoff with low confidence. And within 72 hours, a US Navy vessel will be damaged by an Iranian mine or drone in the Strait of Hormuz, prompting a larger US retaliatory strike with low confidence. That concludes this Sitrep. For more, visit citroisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.